Celebrating Temples by Darcy Jensen. When the Salt Lake Temple was completed in 1893, Latter-day Saints rejoiced. It had taken 40 years to build the temple. Because children had donated money to help build the temple, President Wilford Woodruff decided to hold 5 special dedicatory sessions for children to attend. Today, temples dot the earth and children still help celebrate the completion of temples. See how children have participated then and now. More than 12,000 children came to the Salt Lake Temple for the dedication. Sometimes temples are rededicated after they are remodeled. Primary children sang and carried lights in the performance that celebrated the rededication of the Anchorage, Alaska Temple. A special ticket allowed children up to the age of 16 to attend dedicatory services for the Salt Lake Temple. Apostles and members of the First Presidency spoke to the children inside the temple. When the San Diego, California Temple was being built, primary children from Mexico made a colorful rug for the temple. General authorities stood on the rug during the cornerstone service at the dedication. Each week as the Gilbert, Arizona Temple is being built, primary children from the Gilbert, Arizona Highland Stake have set a goal to serve someone in their wards. Primary children in Manitoba, Canada, drove 3 hours to the Regina, Saskatchewan Temple to touch the walls and commit to go inside one day. Primary children at the Kiev, Ukraine Temple opened house, welcomed visitors by singing "I Love to See the Temple." More than 800 primary children from West Africa sang "I Am a Child of God" at the cultural celebration before the Accra, Ghana Temple was dedicated. Primary children sang for President Gordon B. Hinckley when he arrived to dedicate the Abba Nigeria Temple. Each temple has a cornerstone that shows the year it was dedicated. At the dedication, general authorities seal the cornerstone with mortar. Isaac B., age 9, helped put mortar on the cornerstone of the Kansas City, Missouri Temple. End of the article, Celebrating Temples, by Darcy Jensen.